The area west of Cairns between Mareeba and Dimbula has a rich agricultural history. Originally, it was the focus of Italian migrants who settled into the area and planted tobacco. In the 1980s, that crop was replaced by mangoes, and today the likes of avocado and citrus trees are dominant in the landscape. But with lime growers in particular lamenting another run of dismal prices, Ray Cortis is doing what few others have done. He's planted seedless mandarins in the tropics. He tells Charlie McKillop he hopes it'll help him to open a small window of opportunity in an otherwise congested citrus market.
The Euphora industry doesn't really kick off until mid to late May. So there's always been the Imperial market that own the market for basically a little bit of March, April into the beginning of May. And we just saw an opportunity there where, well, why aren't Euphoras getting grown? We know there's a lot of challenges growing them, and that we've learnt. So we're just trying to put the Euphora into that Imperial market.
What are the basic differences in the variety?
Sugars, seedless. So this whole entire orchard of mandarins here is 100% seedless, so we have no cross-pollination. The colour, so an Euphora you can pick it out from the shops, where you get an Imperial that's a faded yellow. The Euphora is a very vibrant orange colour. And then the internal flesh, juicy. We don't get as much dry internals. Yeah, and if you nail it, you get a nice sweet piece of fruit. We call this our hydroponic farm. So you're basically looking at 60 foot of just sand. You have some nice red ridges, but most of our soil types here are just quartzy sand. And you can dig in the middle of the dry season with no water a 6 foot shovel anywhere in the farm, and it's just loose sand. So if you put fertilizer on top, if it's not a solid and it's liquid, it just goes straight through. So the trees are basically, every time they get water, they're getting fed, so that just continuously just keeps them growing and growing.
We're heading down another row here, and these trees are without fruit, and there's quite a lot of, is that fruit drop, or you put that fruit on the ground?
Yeah, so we're still learning, so we don't want to come in and pick the whole entire orchard at once, so we manipulate our flowerings into different time slots, trying to give ourselves a nice spread window. So like I said, the Imperial market runs from late March through to probably early mid-May, so we want to spread our whole season over that Imperial market. And we've learnt, so we've put some fruit into some early flowerings, and they're already mature size. So with the warmth and no cold weather, we just grow green fruit, and the variety doesn't degreen. So that's one of the biggest issues with Euphoras, is you have to get the fruit to colour on the tree, otherwise you can't use degreening rooms, ethylene rooms like the Imperial markets do. But we've just pulled up here, and we've got some younger trees. They're 2 year old. They've got a nice little crop on them, and we'll have a quick look.
So this is what you want to achieve?
Yeah, so we've got a tree here just over head height, so you can pick 100% of this crop off of the ground. And then you look across the whole entire tree, and you've got fruit probably round as a 50-cent coin, and the whole crop is all one size. So that date there is bringing us in probably mid-April, so this fruit should be getting eaten for Easter.
This is the maximum height of the tree?
For this age, but every time we put a crop load in, you just picture the crop doing an umbrella shape, so all the trees bend over and they grow the next tier of branches for next year. So hopefully for the next 2 or 3 years we can pick 100% of the crop off the ground, which is good for the labour concerns we have at the moment.
Speaking of labour, 60,000 mandarin trees, all fully established, looked after, the irrigation's on the ground, you've got your input, you've got your fertiliser program, but none of that belies the work that happened before you even started.
Yeah, the farm was 75,000 mature cashew trees. So these trees are 8 metres tall by 15 metres wide, and just rows and rows of them. And when we took over the farm, we said, okay, maybe we can make these cashews work. With the maturity of cashews coming in January, every time a nut dropped on the ground and we got a shower of rain, they germinated straight away. So we wiped that off and we said, well, let's clear this and see what we're working with a clean slate. And then mango's been our background. We said, well, we've got enough of those for now, so let's diversify. And we took ourselves into citrus with our packing facility. It spreads our season from basically November start all the way through to about a June finish. So we can run that facility 9 months of the year. The amount of work that's gone into basically flattening the block, working it up, mounding it, new irrigation. It's a massive expense, and this is the first year that hopefully we can get a bit of payback.
Payday is just around the corner, so I guess what you're telling me is I have to come back at Easter time next year to find out whether your roll of the dice has paid off.
That's it. Easter's going to be the day that determines we've nailed it or we've just got another year to learn. Hopefully we nailed it.